Right now, it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game in the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Lenny Zenith from Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Lenny Zenith?
Ooh.
Okay.
All right. let me just ask you, would you like us to skip right over your name and move on to other questions?
Well, there is a little bit of a story behind it if you're interested.
I'm interested, absolutely.
Totally.
What is the story? Lenny Zenith, go ahead.
Well, I'm originally from New Orleans, and I played in a bunch of bands there, and back in the day, it was sort of the thing to change your name to fit the kind of music that you're playing, sort of like, you know, Johnny Ramone and that kind of stuff, and
right.
So I just went ahead and had it changed, and there it is.
Well, Lenny Zenith.
I just have one question. Have you ever met Ralph Nader?
but that was used in a headline once, Ralph Nader.
Really? So could you tell us what your original name was?
Sure, it was Acre.
Lenny Acre. Oh,
yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
it was.
You could have changed it to Belly Acre or something.
My neighbor used to say that. He also used to call me Tooth a lot, and I couldn't figure it out until he said
Tooth Acre.
Well, Lenny, it is nice to have you with us.
I'm very excited to be on the show.
Now, you're going to take on the game in which you have to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Lenny Zenith's topic?
I'm Bob Dole for Viagra.
This week, we saw the most incongruous pairing of spokesperson and product since the Kansas senator hawked ED drugs. Our panelists are going to tell you three tales of an unfortunate matching of message and messenger, but only one of them is real. Pick the true story from the fakes. You'll get Carl Castle's voice on your home answering machine. You ready to play?
I'll do my best.
Okay, here we go. First up, let's hear from Roy Blunt Jr.
Pamela Anderson is now the spokesperson for the opposition to overemphasis on breasts. To appreciate the irony of this, you would have to have seen photographs of Pamela Anderson. In nearly every case, I think that among the first things you will notice about her are her own emphasized breasts. But here's the deal. She's against overemphasis of chicken breasts. Having visited a chicken farm in Auckland, she has written to Kentucky Fried Chicken's chief of New Zealand operations to protest the selective breeding that produces the massively bosomy birds favored by today's chicken eaters. You know, maybe Ms. Anderson doesn't like competition. After all, she has also campaigned to have the bust of Colonel Sanders removed from the Kentucky State Capitol.
Pamela Anderson taking a stand against freakishly oversized breasts and chickens, of course. Your next story of an odd pairing of spokesperson and thing to be spoken about comes from Kerry O'Connor.
It's a union of cluelessness and hip, of shame and hustle, of, well, oily skin and Oscar. Take Stridex, the anti-acne medicated face wipe that has made a business of deep adolescent self-loathing since 1959. Mix it with 3-6 Mafia, the hip-hop group that won the Academy Award for Best Song of 2005. What do you get? A new commercial reworking 3-6 Mafia's marquee effort from the feel-good prostitute movie of the year, Hustle and Flow, as It's Hard Out Here for a Pimple. It's time for our product to reintroduce itself to a new generation, said Scott Oldhoff, a Stridex spokesman. There's obviously a little humor factor here, and kids get it. Meanwhile, 3-6 Mafia held a press conference Wednesday to thank everybody in the whole world and give shout-outs to God and George Clooney and make everybody just really happy for a minute.
It's hard out here for a pimple.
It's hard out here for a pimple, and your last story comes from Adam Felber.
This week proved disastrous for Nature's Bounty Food Company of Berkeley, California. It seems that it was this week, that's right, this week, that they started running commercials for their new breakfast cereal, Barry's Bombs. Yes, a Barry Bonds breakfast cereal featuring the notorious slugger on the box and in the ads. Bonds, the subject of a devastating exposé concerning steroid use this week, can be seen in the commercial touting, quote, all-natural Barry Bombs. Some choice Bonds quotes from the ad are, "You know where I get my power?" and "Start your day my way." And perhaps worst of all, Barry's Bombs has everything you need to get out there and be your best. Nature's Bounty spokeswoman Erica Gabaldon says that Bonds is still a hero in the Bay Area market, and the jury is still out on the cereal's future. I'm not sure we're going to buy any more ad time just yet, though, she said.
Let's review your choices, Lenny. From Roy Blunt Jr., the story of Pamela Anderson becoming an advocate against overly large breasts in the chicken industry. From Kerry O'Connor, the Oscar-winning song from Hustle and Flow, being turned to fight pimples. And from Adam Felber, Barry's Bombs, a poorly timed introduction of a breakfast cereal introduced from alleged juicer Barry Bonds. Which of these is the real story of strange matching of product and endorser?
I think I'm going to have to go with Roy and the Pamela Anderson story with the chicken breasts.
Why?
Well, I am a chicken lover myself, but I really don't think they should be pumping
chicken?
Their breasts up so much.
All right. So you're actually taking a stand with Pamela.
I am.
Insofar as Roy says that she is. All right, that's your choice, Roy's story. Well, to bring you the correct answer, we spoke with somebody who was partially responsible for this endorsement.
KFC breeds and drugs birds so that many become painfully top-heavy. Now, those are big breasts that even Pam can't support.
That, of course, was Matt Prescott, campaign manager for PETA, discussing Pamela Anderson's outrage at unnatural breasts.
Yay.
Congratulations, Lenny. You got it right.
Excellent.
You're into point for Roy. You've won our prize. Carl Castle will record the greeting on your home answering machine.
I'm thrilled. I can't even tell you.
I'm so excited for you. Thank you so much for playing with us.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.